Hello everyone, welcome back to the Education for Climate Talks. Today with that session, we are going to begin a very important series with representatives from education ministries of the 27 EU member states. And we are very glad to have with us to start this series, Aravella Zakariou from Cyprus. Hello, Aravella.
Hello, Tremor. Thank you for the invitation. It's I'm very pleased and I'm very honored for being to this series of talks.
Thank you, Aravella. So, Aravella, let me present you briefly. You're heading, you're working, of course, at the Education, Sport and Youth Ministry of the Republic of Cyprus, and you are heading the unit in charge of education and sustainable development. You're also sharing the United Nations Economic Commission for Europe steering committee, and you are also representing Cyprus in the expert working group that was set up by the European Commission on green education. So you are a very long experience professional when it comes to education for sustainable development. And we know that a lot of things are happening in Cyprus and that you contributed to these novelties. So that would be my first question to you, Aravella. What is happening in your country? And can you give us, I should say, a rapid overview of the main initiatives and programs on education for sustainable development that are led by the education ministry in Cyprus and the objectives you're trying to reach? Please, Aravella.
Thank you, Tremor, for giving me the opportunity to present briefly what is happening in Cyprus regarding climate change and education for sustainable in Cyprus. Because first, ESD in Cyprus is a flagship and is one of the main priorities, not only in the educational agenda, but also in all the national policies related with the environment sustainability. And second, because Cyprus is capturing the issues of ESD in the education system, informal and non-formal education, in a holistic way. Very briefly, just to explain to you, the emphasis that Cyprus is giving to education for sustainable development reflected to the establishment of the permanent unit for education for environment and sustainable development, which is the horizontal national mechanism that Cyprus established in order to promote in a more systemic, holistic and long-term way the national strategy for education for sustainable development. And I am in a position to say that maybe Cyprus is the only country, not only in the EU, but also internationally, that has established such a unit in order to monitor also and updating the national strategy for ESD. Based on this national strategy, many actions integrated in the framework of school education, which has to do with the introducing of ESD curricula, where climate change is seen as a cross-cutting issue and permeates all the thematic units of the ESD curricula, which are related with the SDGs of the Global Agenda of UN 2030. Also, the curricula is accompanied by the development by each school of the environmental education policy agenda, where each school, according to its particularities and needs, is choosing a specific issue which a whole school, in collaboration with the community and other stakeholders, are investigating, aiming to intervene and create changes in the school and in the community in a way that will help them to become more sustainable. Also, a series of educational tools and materials are developed in the framework of the National Strategy for ESD. tools that relate that are complementary resources aiming to support teachers and children, students, to work more effectively with the pedagogies of ESD, and a series of professional development courses are an increasing part of the ESD establishment in Cyprus. Professional development is a critical part of the work that we are doing, because our main concern is that if you don't have an effective teacher, and if you don't have effective educational staff, such as principals, to support all the processes in the school related with sustainability and climate change, you can't have the results that you have. So we have professional development courses outdoors, in the school, in school base. We have mentoring scheme, and this is something that enable us to see what are the needs and what are the gaps that we have to confront in order to work more effectively in this direction. Additionally, we are giving a lot of emphasis in the non-formal education. And we have the governmental network of environmental education centers, 7 centers, which are operate as the complementary non-formal structure in Cyprus for ESD. Through these centers, which offered more than 150 environmental education programs organized on biodiversity, climate change, soil, marine environment, consumption and production, and many other thematic issues of sustainability. Children and the civil society, they have the opportunity to interact with the place and reconnect with the natural environment, acknowledging the importance of bringing people together and together with their origins. This is something very important for us, because we believe that if you want to motivate people and accelerate actions for the protection of the environment, and of course to motivate them and make them to be aware for the consequences and impacts of climate crisis, we have to bring them and have first-hand experiences in the nature. Finally, what is really very important for Cyprus are the regional and international networks and collaborations. We strongly believe that if you don't have global alliances, and if the countries, member states, group stakeholders are not working together, because the sustainability issues and climate change are global challenges, it's not an environmental crisis, it's a humanity crisis, and people should be come together. So we invest a lot on this. So we are giving a lot of emphasis to lead initiatives in the Mediterranean region. Recently, we lead the climate change initiative for Eastern Mediterranean and Middle East countries, where we published the first scientific report regarding climate change education and outreach, which is a very concrete document and giving us interesting results regarding the implementation of climate change in all these countries, which are countries that, as you know, they have very fragile environments, and they are very sensitive and geographical areas. Additionally, we're working very closely with the DG of Education in EU. We are leading the processes, as you already mentioned. And of course, through our bilateral and multilateral agreements between other countries, the issues of climate change and sustainability are part of the work that we are doing in the framework of collaboration, exchanging good examples, and developing joint projects in order to give the message, communicate the message that together we can succeed and together we can bring the change.
It's impressive. Thank you, Aravella. That's very impressive. You understand that it works because you have, and that was where you started from, a national strategy. And that education is just part of that national strategy because you retain that sustainability is a cross-cutting issue. So that's very impressive. Then autonomy for the schools, and then that networks of environmental centers to also activate some work at country level on informal education, and then of course the international action. So very impressive, really. So how do you assess the outcome of your policies, and what is it really? And I would add that question, which is important for us, is can you share with us what was, in your opinion, the main driver of success?
Yeah, Tremor, it's very good to acknowledge that despite the many things that happened in Cyprus regarding ESD, climate change, and the rest of the SDGs, which are really important, many things remain to be covered, and many challenges we are facing. The success. I will start from your question, the last part of your question. From my point of view, the success has to do because there is a political will, and when there is a political will, you know that it's. The way to establish the mechanism and the processes that will support, I mean, the main policies. This political will and the support that we had, not only from the ministry, but also from the parliament and from the president of the republic per se, it was something that accelerate these processes for having this permanent unit, which is responsible to observe, monitoring, and upgrading in a holistic and then unified way all the actions that related with the national strategy, which is the same for all the people, but it differs according to the level of ages and the levels of education that you tackled each time. Now, starting the challenges, we have succeeded, what we want, where we want to go. We have many things to do. For this reason, at the moment, we are in the process with the rest of the stakeholders to revise this strategy under the title of Education for Sustainable Development and Green Transition 2030. The revision of the strategy is taking into consideration the new developments for education for sustainable development and climate change in the European Union, with the policy recommendation paper for learning for environmental sustainability, but also the international documents and processes of UNESCO, the UNEC, the Mediterranean strategy, and also other parallel policies that are closely related with the objectives and the principles of sustainability, like global education, development education, peace education. Also, after 10 years of implementation of the national strategy of ESD, what we realized is that some things should be changed in order to work, especially in schools, more effectively. And this has to do with the establishment of a quality assurance framework. And our initial aim now is to create an accreditation scheme, which will provide an accreditation to schools for becoming sustainable. And also, very recently, with the minister decision mandate, we are in the process for revising the ESD curricula for pre-primary and primary education. and also a very, very brave decision, was to move one step forward and establish an ESD curricula in lower secondary and upper secondary education. Another one challenge that we are facing in this process, and I mean, is one of our priorities for the next years, is the infrastructures of schools and creating schools that will be zero energy schools and sustainable schools. And for this reason, Cyprus mobilized through EU funds more than 27 million euros for creating for the next 5 years, 55 schools as a model schools of sustainability and energy. This is under the Project PEDIA that funded by the Horizon 2020, and afterwards the rest of the funds covered by the Resilient and Recovery Funds. Infrastructures are very critical from our point of view because they are operating as a hidden curricula and as a learning space in the schools for ESD, which can help the educational community to become an open learning community for sustainability. Additionally, new programs for better education, which are bringing the VET, vocational education training, in collaboration and in connection with the business and the labor market, in order to create programs that will facilitate students to be familiarized and be in contact and learn about the possibilities that they have to be in this circular economy new era, and of course to work in the dimensions of green jobs. And also other things that are promoted are the revision of the professional development courses, with providing courses to the principals in order to support them on how to create a sustainable school and how to lead a sustainable school. And also in the framework of non-formal education, we are designing, we are implementing, we want to design and implement, this is more correct, action community programs, which will bring together schools and communities, and also to develop programs in non-formal education through the environmental education centers that will support families to meet our natural and cultural heritage in order to understand how important it is to respect them first and then to protect them and individually, but also and collectively.
It's impressive. So you talked about infrastructure, curriculum, training of teachers on principles, which is very important.
Yeah.
And you finished with that community approach, because obviously collaboration is absolutely key, because you need to have everyone on board. Would you have, as a last word, a recommendation to make, because you're promoting change, and change also faces obstacles, of course. So we've got to convince people also that's the way to go. What's your view on that? What are your main recommendations when it comes to have that collective approach, I should say?
I'm working more in the field of ESD the last 25 years. My studies, but mainly my experience for integrating ESD effectively, showed to me that if reforms and changes don't start from the bottom, it's very important, the political will. But if these changes are not coming from the bottom, from the base of education, which are the teachers and the students, you cannot have the changes that you want. And I'm saying this knowing very well that the education for sustainable development in Cyprus began from teachers. Teachers was the key driver that pushed for the enactment and the development of the national strategy for ESD. Teachers were those that they worked in close collaboration with us in the ministry to make reality all these ideas and programs that we have designed. And I'm saying this because the period that the ESD was born, if I can say this, in Cyprus, was born parallel with other parallel policies, like multiculturalism education, peace education, global education. But all these, they state initiatives, ESD institutionalized and founded, and this because of the pushing and the pressure that the teachers did and demanded from the ministry. And I will not forget that in 2008, when we were planning the National Action Strategy for ESD, the teachers were those that they lead the processes and say that if we want to have better generations, a future generation that will be more aware, critical, and active regarding their human rights for having a better quality of life, we have to take this issue very seriously. It's not a program. It's not an initiative that is start and finishing, having a beginning and having an end, but it's a long-term systemic and system process that we have to respect it. For me, this, it was a very, very good lesson. What I learned is that if the teachers don't be the change we want, and if the teachers are not this, that, we lead these changes and we push for changes, despite the political will that I mentioned before, which is also very important, we cannot have the results that we want in our school, in our education systems. Another thing that I would like to add as a recommendation is that in Cyprus we are facing, despite the good results that we have, the problems that many other countries are facing in European Union, the coordination. We need a better coordination. And we need, to speak the same language in order to communicate this language in the same way to the rest of the society. This is something that still be a deficit in our education system. But we are hoping that we will handle it and we confront it through the revised national strategy. Now, regarding other recommendations, I think that many of them are very, common with the rest of the countries, which has to do with the need to strengthen teachers to work more effectively with the ESD issue, to organize programs that are competence-based, to promote projects that are project-based. I mean, all of these are similar and common through the years regarding, things that should be taken into consideration if you want to improve in the field of ESD. But my two main recommendations regarding Cyprus has to do with the role of teachers, how should be in the heart of the system, and we have to take them seriously, because the voice of teachers and the voice of children are those that they provide changes in the system for the best, and also the better coordination.
Wonderful conclusion and music to my ears, to tell the truth. It will certainly please a lot of our members at Education for Climate community. So thank you. Thank you again to share with us this amazing recommendation, a lot of lesson to learn in terms of policy implementation. So let's listen to the bottom, but also push from the top. Thank you so much, Arabella.
And, thank you, Tremor, for the opportunity.
I wish you the best.
Thank you.
For what's coming up. Bye.